It is 18 minutes after 3 o'clock. We're in conversation next with Percy Mabunda, who is the media liaison and spokesperson for the Joburg Film Festival. So why is there so much controversy around the screening of Osmane's Black Girl film, especially because the film previously played at the Joburg Film Festival without controversy back in 2016? Percy Mabunda is now joining us on the line. Percy, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. So why the controversy?
We don't know what had changed, but we are speculating that this is part of the cultural change and sensitivity that we've seen in the last 2 years. But at least over the course of the morning, the Film and Publication Board had actually then reversed their earlier position, which would have required us not to show the film Black Girl by Osman Sandene, a classic African film at that, a very important film. As you would know, Osman Sandene is considered the father of African cinema. Mm-hmm. This film first came out in 1966 to break records and actually break the what we would have called the glass ceiling of African creative endeavors in the world of film. So it's a very important film.
Yeah.
So we were surprised when we learned that the board was saying that was seeking to classify it in such a way that it would not be possible for us to show.
What was the board's explanation?
They cited the issues around hate speech that the reviewer had found in the film, but we felt that parts of the film that, or at least the part of the dialogues in the film which would have had some kind of racist content did not rise to the level where they become hate speech. I don't know, if you've seen the film.
Mm-hmm.
The film is a very short story about a young Senegalese black woman who is of age around 20, who gets a job with a rich white family in Dakar, and she moves with them to France. When she gets to France, she left with the understanding that she would look after their kids, but it turns out that she's going to be a full-on maid. She's unhappy about being a maid, and as a result of the kind of mistreatment by her employer, which is to say, being asked to clean, being asked to, not wear high heels, this kind of, heavy-handed bossiness of the madam drives her to depression, and then she commits suicide. Now, the bit about the film which may, by any estimation, contain some kind of what would be considered racist dialogue, or at least prejudicial dialogue, mm-hmm. is a conversation at a dinner between the guests of the rich white family, when they enjoy the rice that the maid has prepared, the African maid has prepared, and one of the guests remarks that, wow, the rice is nice, it's so delicious, and her employer's husband says, all black people eat this rice, and they giggle and laugh about it. So we felt it was ridiculous. There's nothing in that comment that is by any stretch of the imagination so much so heinous that it would pass muster, right? If challenged.
Yeah.
So we had determined that we are going to show the film in defiance and in the interest of freedom of speech and freedom of expression based on Section 16 of our constitution.
So when it comes to the classification of the Film and Publication Board, for instance, with any type of movie or film for that matter, when they look at it, when they say that this is being classified and cannot be screened publicly, does that mean it cannot be viewed by all?
Well, there are gradings to this kind of thing. So one of the things that you would know, there are levels of sensitivity, right? The one that we got would have been that we could not show it. But generally, every film has age restrictions. Every piece of content, except the internet, has age restrictions that you're told no kids under age of 13, no kids under age of, you know, as it goes until 18. So in that sense, we were surprised, you know, especially because we were given the go-ahead previously to say that the people of Johannesburg who come to the festival in 2016 saw the film, and people have seen the film in other platforms. So we didn't understand what the reviewer had found that was so troubling.
Okay, so then the Film and Publication Board then gave you guys the go-ahead to screen it, to film it. However, though, that was after you'd already done that. Why? Why did you guys go against what the South African Film and Publication Board said?
We determined that we had to make a stand on principle, because we, as I'm saying, we once the film festival's leadership had consulted within itself, we determined that the judgment, or at least the review that we had received, was unreasonable, and it was erroneous, and it would not pass muster if challenged further in a court. And so we thought it in the interest of making a stand for freedom of expression, and, you know, Section 15 of our Constitution, we showed the film. But what we had done is that before the film began, the people who had come to see the film, we made clear that they understood what was going on. I personally, you know...
Was that done in protest?
I mean, you may say it was done in protest or in defiance of what we felt was an unfair ruling by the board. But as I'm saying, we are pleased that, as post facto, the board has actually seen that they had aired, and they gave us permission. And we don't know, I mean, it may be that their systems failed them. In while, you know, we don't know what was the reasoning as such internally, or how the mechanizations within the board had led to this kind of thing. It may well have been an error, an honest error within the board. I'm trying to be generous here. So I mean, until maybe perhaps you speak to someone from that side to give you insight that we may not have access to as yet, you may learn that actually we are making much ado about nothing. It just was an honest error.
Okay.
But as I'm saying, we had determined that it was important for us to make a stand in the interest of Section 16 of our Constitution. And we were convinced that challenged further, the ruling would not have passed muster.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. Percy Mabandu, who is Joburg Film Festival Media Liaison and Spokesperson.